This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's supreme leader officially endorsed his hardline protege, Ebrahim Raisi, as the nation's next president on Tuesday. Iran is under crushing U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy and led to the crash of the Iranian currency. Meanwhile, the coronavirus has spiraled out of control, with authorities reporting a record of 39,000 new cases on Tuesday. That's almost 2,000 more than the previous day. In a speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei advised Raisi to, quote, empower the country's poor people and improve the national currency. Doubts about an imminent return to the international 2015 nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for limits on its nuclear program, have become a dark cloud hanging over the incoming administration. The U.S. space agency NASA and aerospace company Boeing say they have scrubbed the launch of the company's Starliner spacecraft for the second time in a week. In a release, Boeing said the launch of the Starliner crew capsule onboard a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket was scrubbed after a pre-launch check indicated an unexpected valve position in the propulsion system. Liftoff had been scheduled for 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. The capsule, designed to carry up to 7 crew and passengers, was to be test-launched without a crew to the International Space Station. The Boeing crew capsule had first been scheduled to launch last Friday, but that launch was postponed after the Russian lab module Nauka caused chaos at the space station. The Russian module unexpectedly fired its thrusters, which tilted the space station 45 degrees outside its typical orientation. The next launch of the Boeing craft will be on Wednesday. This is VOA News.